Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. A little bit of Matt Wilson's arts and crafts in the background. And here in the studio with me, our guest on the Morning Edition interview is Matt Wilson himself. Welcome to Sitka, Matt.
It's a pleasure to be here. Wow, groovy. Nice to hear that record, too. My buddy Terrell Stafford there.
All right. But Terrell Stafford didn't come with you. Is Terrell Stafford has played with you in your quartet, but he's not in arts and crafts? How does that work exactly?
He's actually in arts and crafts, but he was unavailable this weekend. So we have a great trumpet player who's played with us quite a bit, actually, named Michael Rodriguez, a young man who I played with, started playing with back in 2004 with Charlie Hayden's Liberation Music Orchestra.
Okay.
So we've recorded with Charlie and toured with Charlie with that great band a lot. And he's come out with me quite a bit, quite a handful of times.
Yeah.
So he's really something else.
Well, he made an impression on us yesterday. What was that? What was the trumpet ballad you guys opened with yesterday?
We played a tune. That was a tune of Martin's, actually. Martin Wind is the bassist in the band. He's a great friend of mine. All these guys are wonderful friends. I always say that that I'm very lucky to have be friends with these gentlemen and ladies that I get to play with, and then second of all, they're great musicians. So it's, mm-hmm. That's how I look at the people is really what's important. But it's Martin's tune called "The Cruise Blues." It's one of those ones that you wish you would have written. You know, just so every time we play it, I'm like, ah, man, I wish I would have written this. But I just love playing it. And every time we play it, the tune just welcomes so much. You know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these musicians are great in that they welcome everything, you know, but the way that tune just welcomes you as a player, as a listener, you know, as an interpreter, and whatever, you know, it's just really something.
Yeah, the room yesterday was pretty lively. There were a couple of kids from Kodiak in that little jazz ensemble who were just having the time of their lives up there, the trumpet player and the saxophone, these high school kids.
Yeah, we were really into those guys. They had a lot of spirit. That's mm-hmm. what we look for. You know, that's what we want in this. We want people to, you want to feel something. You know?
Right.
So it's really great. And I just thought choosing that tune yesterday, there was a lot of sort of, you know, kind of more rambunctious things. And I think people always assume, because it's a drummer's led band, that it's going to be a lot of fast, loud, you know, music. And I'm actually, a lot of the music that I write is like actually not that way at all. It's very soft or, you know. Not fast. I don't really like fast tunes in any way. So it's just like fun to play something that's just real, real romantic for the people of Sitka. So.
Yeah, it was nice. It was nice the way the show just kind of turned at that moment when Michael started playing and the music just sort of swelled. It was really good.
And Gary is so Gary Versace is as people will witness this weekend on various instruments. Not only on he's a master pianist, but he's great on the Hammond organ. And he's a great accordion player. I mean, he's one of, you know, just some people that you want on stage with you. And those three guys are, you know, are that. You know, it's just like, wow, you just feel so comfortable that whatever you play, they're just going to have it, they're going to have it sound better. You know, they're going to make it sound better by just what they do. So that's what I look for in musicians. And they're really nice guys, so.
And we're going to hear the Hammond organ. Every time I've seen Jan and Terry Lovett recently, it's been, how's the organ? You know, how's the quest for the organ? And I guess they got one over here from Juno. And
yeah, because when we played in Juno in 2006, there was a Hammond there, so they got one. So it'll be great to spotlight that a little bit because it's such a powerful instrument, the Hammond B3. So it'll be
all right.
Something else.
And when we talk about New York eclectic jazz, like last year the Jazz Fest was sort of based on Latin rhythms. This year it's kind of got, you guys are sort of the dominant vibe for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're bringing in the accordion, you're sort of bringing back the Hammond.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what the New York eclectic jazz scene is about, kind of, I don't know, is it, what? How would you define it?
You know, what I think is happening is that there's just the generations now have, like myself, have grown up very much in the tradition of the music, which I really enjoy also, you know. So, but there's just so much music that you can explore under that word, jazz. I mean, but I really like folk music. I consider this really folk music, in the purest sense. And so that's why those elements, just different colors that you can bring in, and especially when you have the people that can offer that, you know, I mean, somebody like Gary or the way these guys all play. We rehearsed some new music last night. It was really fun to just play some, introduce a few new things into the book and then just see where they might go. But the eclecticism, I think, is for me, is just that I like playing a lot of different kinds of things. So, but I still really like swing. I like that feeling. I like that rhythm. And with these guys, it can really tip, you know, as we say. It's really, really tip in music.
And it all started with Buddy Rich on I Love Lucy.
Yeah, I was watching that show when I was in second grade. I remember it. It was on Monday nights before Gunsmoke. And and Buddy was judging a drum competition on the show. And Ricky was one of the Lucy's son was one of the contestants. He was his teenager at that point. And I remember Buddy rings the doorbell, and Lucy answers the door, and it's Buddy Rich, you know. And he comes in. People clap. It was recorded for a live audience. And there's a drum set there, so he plays a drum solo. You know, that's how you welcome Buddy into your home. And and Ricky was – there was two finalists. Ricky was one of them. And the other young – the prize was a drum set, I recall. And he dropped his sticks at the end of his solo and let the other young man win because he didn't even have a drum set. So I learned not only inspired musically, but I was inspired with a good moral lesson in that.
No. Matt, I have a feeling you and I are kind of contemporaries, and I remember that episode.
You know what? I've tried to find it, though. You know, I've tried to find it on YouTube. I've tried to find it. You know, it's not one of those.
Ricky playing the drums? Maybe.
It's that 70s era, you know, yeah. But it was really something else. And then I had a friend who's a doctor now, and I grew up in West Central Illinois, like a farm town. I mean, like smaller than Sitka. I mean, vibe, and we were jazz fans. We would listen to records. One time, my buddy and I went within 1 week. We drove 50 miles north of our town and saw Clark Terry. 50 miles south and saw Dizzy, and about 150 miles to the University of Illinois and saw Oscar Peterson within 1 week.
Wow!
So he had this record called Rich versus Roach, which I have on my iPhone. That I actually play it for people. I have the song that totally set the what I wanted to do, how I wanted to play this instrument. And so they're playing Sing, 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 the great Louis Prima tune, and this record's arranged by Gigi Grass. It's both bands, Buddy's group and Max's band, Julian Priester, you know, great Tommy Turrentine, Stanley Turrentine. And they and Buddy plays this incredible solo, you know, it's really tearing it up. Then Max plays over the song for him, over the walking bass. So you'll hear that a lot in these concerts coming up, where Martin will. I love to have accompaniment. I just don't like to sit there and Max really seemed to sing to me. That's so Max Roach to me. When I heard that, my approach to the instrument was defined right there. And then from that moment on, it's been to try to wow, how can I have this instrument sing, and not just be a physical attraction, more a real musical, like singing vibe on it. So that's been my quest ever since.
Is that what we were seeing yesterday? When yesterday you kind of shifted from the playing surface of the drums to the outer surface. You got a rhythm while Kathy Cousins was singing. You got of a rhythm going on the side of the toms, and then you were like raking your sticks up the side over all the hardware.
Yeah, everything's a possibility.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's what's great about the what I love about the drums, or like what I love about very little equipment too, is that you really have to sort of mine any of the surfaces, you know, and like figure out. I love the challenge. The instrument to me is always, like, I love that word welcoming. The challenge, the instrument to me is always the music, but the instrument is always welcoming new sounds or whatever. I don't have to. It's amazing. I've been doing this for such a long time. Every time you sit there, you can just go, wow, something else comes up. You know, especially when you're improvising, you're so in the moment that those moments to me are such a treasure.
Yeah. A couple of years ago, Jeff Hamilton played Caravan, the drum solo for us. And I want to say he played a lot of it just with bare hands.
Yeah, yeah. Jeff's a good friend of mine. And he's, to me, he's just one of the, he's been a big influence on me. I met him in college. We talk at least once or twice a month on the telephone, and we hang out. We just hung out in Chicago and hung out someplace else too, actually, Indianapolis last fall. And yeah, he's pretty good. You know, I think he's got a lot of talent. I think he's got a lot of potential. I hope he's listening online. No, and he really sings on the instrument. That's what I look for. He swings, seriously swings. But it's not, when you hear Jeff, it's not like, oh, you didn't walk away going, oh, well, he sure could play fast. You know, it's like, he's played that song. It's like the whole orchestra right there. The drum set is really an orchestra. And so it's really great to hear someone like that interpret it. You know, he's very influenced by Max also, so it's funny.
All right. Matt, we're just about out of time, but let's talk about the White House.
Oh, the White House, yeah.
So what's that? What was that whole scene like?
You know, I got a call from the Thelonious Monk Institute, and they asked me, we have this little event we'd like you to do. And I said, sure, sign me up. So I went down and I played for the state dinner a few weeks ago for the president of China.
Mm-hmm.
And I played with Herbie Hancock and James Genus and Randy Brecker and Tony Hart, Dee Dee Bridgewater, Diane Reeves. And I met four presidents that night, President and Mrs. Obama, and former President Clinton and Secretary Clinton, and President Carter, and Barbara Streisand, and Yo-Yo Ma, and Jackie Chan. So I was actually improvising on the rhythm changes. I got rhythm, and Jackie Chan came up and kicked the drumsticks out of my hands, spun around, and put them back in my hands within the bar.
All right.
Yeah, it was incredible. He's something. No.
In slow-mo.
But it was really it was really something else. It was a real honor and something obviously I'll never forget. And my kids and everybody, so it was really fun.
All right. The kids, the triplets.
Yeah, I have triplet sons and a daughter who's going to be 13 next week. So I have a teenager in the house.
Oh no, boy.
Look out. But I have triplet sons who are 9. Wow. Max, Henry, and Ethan. Max, wow. You know, there you go.
Mm-hmm. So. Seems like you got the energy to handle it, though.
They're really inspiring. And they love the music and they love the musicians. You know, that's what's great. They've got, you know, my kids one day we were driving to school, and I said, they've met Ornette Coleman, they've met Dave Brubeck. I said, you're going to be at a party in college one day and say, wow, I met Ornette Coleman or I met Dave Brubeck. It's going to be like, wow, dig you.
It so, is. Yeah. It is because those guys are never going out of fashion.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Matt, thanks for making
Thank you so much. Thanks for
making the journey all the way across the country to come play for us.
Yeah, it was a journey for us to get here, but we made it, which was great.
So you're gonna back up Kathy Cousins tonight at Jazz
Martin
Fest.
And I are playing, and then Arts and Crafts plays this evening. We play a concert at noon at the high school,
okay.
And then we play tonight, and we play tomorrow night, and we're also guesting with the Air Force Band. That's here. These guys are great.
Yeah, the Great Landers are.
Yeah.
They definitely blow the roof right off.
Yeah, they're really great. We had a great time here. And I'm going to do this tune that Louis Belson wrote for the Duke Ellington Orchestra called Skin Deep. Louis was another influence of mine. He's from West Central Illinois. He's from the Quad Cities area. So it's really a pleasure to get to – I've never played that tune. So it's like, wow. You know.
All right. Well, Matt, as you said, you're going to be at the high school, but there's going to be a brown bag concert today noon at Harrigan Centennial Hall for the public. Then the Jazz Fest opens the night 6:30 at the Sitka Performing Arts Center. Opening jam at 6 o'clock, and Arts and Crafts will be playing tonight and tomorrow night as well. 6:30 as well at the Performing Arts Center on Saturday too. Matt Wilson of Matt Wilson's Arts and Crafts. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Sitka.